Hi, I'm Paul Harris here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks for listening in the middle of the day, in the middle of America. George Hobica is the guy behind a website called airfarewatchdog.com. It's a site that keeps an eye on how much it's going to cost you to fly, but not just flying, because George is totally into travel of all kinds, and recently interviewed a whole bunch of front desk clerks and managers at hotels to try to find out some of the stuff that we don't know that they know. And I've asked him to join me here today to share some of those. Hi, George. How are you?
Yes. Good morning. How are you? I'm fine, thanks. Basically, we have an employee, a TripAdvisor, who used to work as a hotel manager, and I was in the lobby of our headquarters in New York, waiting for an appointment, and I started chatting with her, and I said, "Well, tell me all your secrets." And I interviewed some other people as well after that. You know, one interesting thing that I discovered was, it happened to me once. I had booked on Priceline, a very, very cheap hotel rate, and I was staying in Los Angeles, and I had asked for a non-smoking room, and they gave me a smoking room, and the front desk clerk said, you know, for what you paid, you don't get to choose. So I asked if that's true, and apparently it is true. If you're the bottom person on the totem pole as far as the rate you paid, you might not get the exactly what you asked for, like a king-size bed versus a queen-size bed, or a smoking room versus a non-smoking room. So that's one thing I learned, is that unfortunately how you book does determine how you're treated. And I suppose that makes sense. They also told me that when the hotel is overbooked, they're most likely going to, and this makes sense too, they're going to walk or you know, deny a room to the person who paid the least versus the person who might be a frequent guest or a member of the frequent guest program who paid a higher rate.
Which is ridiculous to me, because it violates the entire concept of a paid reservation. We're not talking about somebody who made a reservation and didn't show up. We're talking about somebody who, whether you do it with Priceline or Hotwire or any of those pay-in-advance sites, I paid for that room. What do you mean I can't be in that room?
Yes, it really annoyed me. Of course, I never stayed at that hotel again. It's actually the Standard Hotel. It's actually quite near me here in Los Angeles where I live now. And whenever I drive by it, I kind of flip them the bird because I did not enjoy my stay.
Now, what about the other side of that? Let's say you don't have somebody walk you out of there and tell you don't have your room reservation, but you do get it, and then you say, well, you know what? I think I deserve a better room than this. Or is it okay to ask for an upgrade? Will hotels give a free upgrade to somebody who just walks in?
Yes, you know, they will. And one thing I learned, I think it's true not just for hotels but also for air travel. You know, the nicer you are to the staff, the more likely you are to be treated well. You're not necessarily going to get a free upgrade on a plane these days, although that happened to me once not too long ago. I had no status at all in United Airlines, and I was upgraded for mysterious reasons, and no, they don't know who I am. I was upgraded from economy to first class.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I was dressed well, and I'm very, very nice to staff. You know, I sometimes will bring, cookies, like shortbread cookies that are wrapped up in their original container, so that they don't think I'm trying to poison them, and I'll just hand them out. And I don't think it's bribery, but the hotel people I spoke to said, you know, be nice, because a lot of people show up at the hotel and this is what they do: they plunk down their credit card, no words, they just put the credit card on the desk. That's their greeting, and maybe their license now, because you have to show your ID when you check into hotels these days. And the people I spoke to who work in hotels said, you know, treat us like human beings. It really goes a long way if you're nice, if you're, you know, say good morning, how are you, instead of just this silent treatment that a lot of people use for some reason.
Now, speaking of tipping, you know, bribing, et cetera, my wife gets on me because I travel more than she does, and I never have the maids do anything in the room. I put the do not disturb sign out the moment I get there, because you know I don't need my carpet vacuumed every day at home. I don't need it there either. I don't want them to make the bed. I'm happy with what I have in there. If I'm only staying for 2, 3, 4 days, they don't ever have to come back in that room again. She says you should still leave money for the housekeeping staff, which I didn't even know of until she told me about the tip the housekeeper thing. Do you tip the housekeeper?
Yes, I do. In fact, I used to work for Expedia. Airfare Watchdog used to be owned by Expedia. We're now owned by TripAdvisor. And in our corporate travel policy, where they give us guidelines on what to spend, it was required that we leave $5 per night for the maid.
Per night?
Yes, per night. Mm-hmm.
So, now, what do you do if you're like me and you don't use the maid?
Well, then the maid's never going to come into the room. I mean, people leave it on the pillow or under the pillow. You know, it's funny. I stayed in a hotel in Scottsdale recently, and I travel with my own pillow because I sleep better that way. And I left the pillow, unfortunately, in the room after I checked out. And I think the maid just I noticed as I was checking out that they scoop everything up into a huge ball, and they took my pillow, and I never got it back. And it was a pretty expensive pillow, so I'm not sure. And I did tip. I left $5. They found the $5 on the pillow, but they did not notice that the pillow was not the property of the hotel.
They scoop everything that's not rectangular and green.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so I may rethink this. This is what I got for my $5. I stayed there for four nights. So this is $20, and I lost a $100 pillow. Speaking of pillows, that is the number one thing I learned that people steal, not towels, because those pillows are much more expensive than towels, especially if you're staying like in a Westin hotel where they have these nice heavenly bed pillows that are down-filled pillows. So those things get stolen quite a bit.
All right. Tell us about some other secrets that the hotel people know that we don't know.
For a quiet stay, and this is something I learned the hard way, ask for a higher floor. I was staying in a hotel in Washington, and there was a teenage party going on that night, and on the third floor, and I was on the third floor, and oh my God, it was so loud. They put me on the top floor eventually. So always ask for the highest possible floor, because they tend to put the party people on lower floors. Speaking of noise, do not book those rooms with the interconnecting doors between rooms, because they leak sound.
That one I can verify for you from a trip I took recently, and I can tell you that the couple next door to me, I don't know what her name was, but his name was definitely Tim, because it was shouted repeatedly at 7 o'clock one morning, and I could hear it through that door, even though both doors, their door and my door, were both closed.
Sure.
I'm 100% sure his name was Tim.
Was it like, oh, Tim, oh, Tim, oh, Tim?
Much, much, much more vehemently and louder, yes.
Okay. Another tip is check for errors on your bill before you leave, especially mini bar bills. You know, sometimes people have taken something from the mini bar, you don't open it. So the previous guest might have taken something from the minibar, and this is one of the major complaints that people have, is that erroneous minibar charges appear on the bill. So always check your bill. A lot of people just leave the hotel without going to the front desk and getting a final copy of their bills. Often they're slipped under the door. But if you have a problem with it, and as I did on my recent trip to Scottsdale, I was supposed to get a free breakfast, and of course the so-called free breakfast was on my bill for $30.
Nice.
So always check that before you go. And I think the idea of upgrades is really interesting. They do upgrade you sometimes if you're super nice. You can always ask for it. You only get what you ask for in this life. But if you ask nicely, if you don't have status in their frequent stay program, which you might get an automatic upgrade with, just ask nicely. I'm not suggesting you bribe people or slip a $20 bill with your credit card, but if you ask nicely, you'll get very, very far. Somebody told me that the biggest complaint about the job is rude guests. She said, "Hello, a please and thank you gets you far." And don't butter us up, but be genuine, because so few people are.
All right, here's the last thing I've got to ask you about, George, and this is directly from your article. You say that the half-used soap bars, you stay in the hotel for one night, two nights, you open up that fresh thing of soap, which usually has oatmeal in it because I want to wash myself with breakfast, that after somebody checks out, what happens to those soap bars? You say that the hotels recycle them and make new soap bars and send them to poorer countries and homeless shelters.
That's what this person told me, who used to work for the W Hotel chain. Yes, they recycle them. I often wondered what they did with them. It seems like such a waste because you only probably use it once to wash your hands, and then it's such a horrible waste. So yeah, they do. If they're unused, if they're totally unused, they'll send them in the wrapper to a homeless shelter, but they will kind of mush them back into their factories that will mush them back into each other, and make new soap bars.
I find it very hard to believe, considering they scooped up your pillow without even looking, that they're being more careful about what they do with the leftover soap.
Yes, exactly. I'm still mourning that pillow to this day.
George Hobica from AirfareWatchdog.com. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
It's a pleasure. Take care anytime.